Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago with you. We're Area 45. If you'd like to join, hit us up, 713-572-4610, 572-4610. You can call or text. A little game of ask or not ask continues.
Well, hold on, before you get into that,
mm-hmm.
Brandon Rogers was playing with Sugar Land today.
KO'd.
Left the game after a collision with shortstop Edwin Diaz that did not look pretty. And he was able to walk off the field under his own power, but I would not be surprised if I think he took a headshot. And the more I watch this video, it looks like he takes like an elbow to the head.
Yeah,
he's on the wrong side of second base, right? He's on the shortstop side, and he crashes into the shortstop. And he definitely got the worst of this. So he left the game early after that collision.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully both guys are okay.
Yeah. Hopefully he's okay. But Brendan Rodgers, not one of my candidates for guys that you absolutely have to see something from in the second half for the Astros
to be
successful.
I'm hoping he hits a little bit at AAA and then finds himself in a trade package.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. You know, him and maybe a, you know, couple boxes of brand new baseballs. You could ship them off to, I don't know, some place that needs them.
Anywhere.
Loses a lot of baseballs. The minor league stadium they play in Sacramento, somewhere. Preferably not anywhere there, really, to be honest with you. Don't make a trade for anybody that is currently playing with the Rockies or the A's.
Before he left the game, Rodgers was 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts.
Yeah, there you go. Enough said.
Edwin Diaz stayed in the game. He's 2-for-3 tonight.
Baseball. What are you going to do? More Astro fodder and conversation in just a moment. But to wrap up our game of ask or not ask, and just had one Rocket caveat for. Well, I got a couple, actually. Ask or not ask. Kevin Durant plays at least 65 games this season for the Rockets.
That's not ass.
Not ass.
And I'll say, you look at what he played, 64 games this year?
I do believe you're correct, sir.
And he played 70-plus the year before.
I think it was 71, but I'll check.
I could see the Rockets finding a way to navigate his season. And look, there's no reason for him to play any back-to-backs.
62 and 75. Last year and the year before.
He doesn't need to play any back-to-backs. They should be able to manage his workload and not play him 36 minutes a night. And that would allow him to be more effective in less time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it's possible. I think it's realistically possible he plays 65 games.
He's played in 65 games or more one time since the 2021 season with the Brooklyn Netarooskies.
Yeah, but recent history, he's playing a lot.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Yep.
Possible. It's
okay.
Possible. It's feasible. It's not like there's no freaking way.
It is not
It's realistic.
Yeah, I get you.
It's not ass.
The Rockets beat the Golden State Warriors and the Oklahoma City Thunder en route to the NBA Finals this year.
I so want to say that's ass.
Ass.
Until they beat the Warriors, they can't beat the Warriors. I have more confidence in them beating the Thunder than I do in them beating the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's in their heads they don't beat the Warriors. It doesn't even matter who's on the damn team.
Yeah. But now you have one of those used to be them and Kevin Durant.
Now so. We have Kevin Durant. And you've kind of replaced Dylan Brooks with Dorian Finney-Smith. A team that couldn't shoot now has a lot of shooting. Do they beat the Warriors and the Thunder? It's not ass because it could happen. I just don't know how it lines up, right? Where are the Warriors? Like, they may not face the Warriors. You're going to face the Thunder. The Warriors might not make it to you.
I asked you very similarly the way that I've put the Texans question to you. You know, Texans get to the Super Bowl without having to play the Chiefs and the Ravens. Dependent upon that their seeding is so high in the regular season, and maybe it's the Chiefs and the Ravens that fall off. They turn the tables on them, so to speak. You don't have to see them. They get beat up on by other teams, right, en route to an AFC title game. Similarly, I thought about, like, well, you know what, the Warriors, they had to fight their ass off just to get in.
I mean,
you know,
this past season. They were the 7th seed this year. Mm-hmm. Now you're another year older.
Yep.
Maybe they'll have Jimmy Butler for a whole year, but maybe they won't because Jimmy Butler didn't play a whole lot of games anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And if Steph Curry gets hurt for more than a month, they might not win that month.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it's going to be I think it's way more likely the Rockets are the 1 and the 2. And that the Warriors might not make the playoffs.
I thought about it that way, but think about it again. If the Rockets are the 2 seed, you know, they're playing the 7. Assuming the Thunder, give them the top seed again, they play the 8. Okay, get past the first round.
But what if the Warriors are the 8?
What if the Warriors are the 8? Yeah. They knock the Warriors out, and then maybe they lose in the second round before they get to see you in the Western Conference Finals.
So I think it's very I think it's very plausible the Rockets could go to the Western Conference Finals, face the Thunder, and not have seen the Warriors in the postseason because the Warriors didn't make it to the Rockets.
Yeah, yeah. Those are my two Rockets. Those are my two Rocket questions that I had for
like, that
you.
Team's not getting any younger. And you don't get healthier as you get older. And Draymond's gets worse and worse each year.
Yeah.
Steph has started to get injured a little bit the last couple of years, again, like his early years. And you know Jimmy Butler's going to miss time because he always misses time.
Yeah, well, you just gave me another one because you said they're not that team's not getting any younger. And I thought, well, you know what? The one guy that makes us so confident in the Rockets is not getting any younger either. His name's Kevin Durant.
That's true, but Kevin Durant is surrounded by 5 younger players.
Fair.
The Warriors don't have younger players like the Rockets do.
But with that in mind, Rockets win the NBA Finals within the next 3 years. Ass or not ass?
Not ass.
Not ass.
It's definitely not ass.
The Rockets win in the next 3 years. The Texans win in the next 3 years. Will the Astros win another World Series within the next 3 years?
It's not ass.
Not ass.
Look, if they manage to get some pitching back, that could be the ultimate shift. I mean, think about it. The best players at the deadline are on the Astros IL.
Yeah.
Yordan Alvarez, Jeremy Pena, Luis Garcia, Christian Javier, Spencer Arrighetti. Just put those guys back in the lineup. Mm-hmm. That's a World Series contender.
All right. That's Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani. That was games that we like to play. A game that we like to call play Astronauts.
Ass.